Last year, on the 6th anniversary of Christopher Allen's death, the US and UK embassies renewed calls for the transitional government of South Sudan to conduct a credible investigation into the journalist's death and publish results to ensure accountability. Oyet Patrick, president of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, says evidence provided by the government of South Sudan shows the British-American reporter Christopher Allen was killed inside South Sudan territory on August 26 of 2017.
He was killed, of course, when two parties were fighting. These parties are now in the government, and therefore these parties must actually recognize that something wrong happened. And why do we say something wrong happened? Because we know all over the world, journalists cover conflicts. And when they go to cover conflicts, the international humanitarian law says they need to be protected by the parties fighting. So in this case, therefore, the fact that he died while covering stories of South Sudanese people, the struggle of the South Sudanese people, whether he was on the side of the then rebels, still he was just telling the South Sudanese story, what really is happening in South Sudan, and this is how he met his death.
U.S. Ambassador to South Sudan, Michael J. Adler, called for a credible investigation and accountability into who killed Allen. Oyet says the government of South Sudan should take full responsibility for Allen's death.
It is important that these parties take an initiative to meet with the family of Christopher, to offer condolences and also provide a written report that this is what happened to your son and we are sorry. As human beings, this is the bare minimum that I think the government should do. But not only that, the government should also go ahead and now investigate cases of death of other journalists who also died in the country under unclear circumstances and come up with a report. This is what we expect from responsible government.
Christopher Allen was a freelance journalist who was shot and killed in Kaya, South Sudan, while embedded with the former rebels of the Sudan's People Liberation Army in opposition. A South Sudanese government committee tasked to investigate his death released its finding in March. Its chairperson said Allen was killed in a crossfire during an attack by SPLA-IO, former rebels in Kaya, a border town. South Sudan's government information minister, who spoke during the release of the investigative report, said Allen had no accreditation to work in South Sudan when he was embedded with the SPLA-IO former rebels. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.